Warmer winter weather slowed Duke Energy's electricity sales in the first 3 months of this year, but profits still rose slightly, and executives say overall Duke is growing. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Chief Financial Officer Steve Young says Duke's main businesses selling electricity and gas are weather sensitive.
The mild winter weather that we saw, particularly in January and February, that reduces our sales from our electric utilities, so that will impact results.
In the first quarter, profits from Duke's electricity business were down about 4% from a year ago. Altogether, the nation's largest utility made $716 million, or $1.02 a share during the quarter. That was a penny less than Wall Street analysts expected, but up 3% from a year ago. Growth came in part from the October purchase of Piedmont Natural Gas, but that was offset by the loss of income from hydroelectric dams in Latin America, which Duke sold in December. CEO Lynn Good told analysts the company is adapting to changes in technology, new regulations, and raised expectations from customers and shareholders.
We will invest in areas that position us well for the future, including strengthening our energy delivery system, generating cleaner energy, and expanding natural gas infrastructure.
Duke has said it plans to spend $25 billion to modernize the electric grid and $11 billion on new plants and gas pipelines. Customers will help pay for it through higher rates. South Carolina, Florida, and Indiana recently approved increases for Duke. It plans to ask North Carolina regulators for rate hikes this summer, not only for new plants, but also for storm recovery and coal ash cleanups. Duke has spent $1 billion so far on coal ash cleanups. That eventually could reach $5 billion. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.